Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Procol Harum bringing us back, A Whiter Shade of Pale, one of the classics. 23 After, thanks for hanging out with me. I'm a classic, too. That's the story I'm sticking to. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you. Whatever you got on your mind under the small business sun, challenges or opportunities, you're starting a business, growing a business, or trying to get rid of one, we've got something that will help you there. You can read or listen, ask questions, and subscribe to my newsletter. Check out the blog. Take the poll question right there on the homepage. Check out our YouTube channel. All that's right there off the homepage. So check it out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Pam Danziger is our guest, folks. D-A-N-Z-I-G-R. Pam Danziger. Pamela N. Danziger is the name on Putting the Lux Back in Luxury, which is her new book that I recommend to you. She's the foremost researcher, to my knowledge, of how people are spending their money when they're either being or either they are more successful or they're feeling a little more successful. And that's kind of part of it, isn't it, Pam? The luxury shopper, some of us are just, sometimes we just feel more successful, don't we?
Well, right. Well, that is what, you know, drove a lot of the boom in luxury back before this recession, is people felt wealthier because their values of their homes were going up, and
right,
their investment portfolios were going up. So they felt wealthier, and then they spent to that wealth, that perception.
Right, right.
But now all that wealth is gone. And
I was going to ask you, how are we feeling these days?
Well, you know, there's so many conflicting value or numbers out there. I mean, the Commerce Department earlier this week just announced that consumer spending was down or much less than they expected to grow in December, yet incomes were up and savings rates were up. So, mm-hmm, you know, the consumer in December was really holding back. You know, and then Coach comes out with numbers that they've grown their revenues 15%, and sort of people are like, what is going on? And it's very, very confusing. But I, you know, if there's one way to kind of see through all the clouds and the smoke, it's to understand that people with money, the affluent sector, which is what I call, you know, the top 20% of U.S. households based on income, if you look at them, they really are, they're holding their dollars and they're waiting until the deal is right,
mm-hmm,
waiting until they can maximize that investment. And they don't need to spend, so they're, you know, because luxury, most of that is stuff they buy that they don't need anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So they're really holding and waiting for the right deal. So that calls on marketers and calls on retailers to figure out, you know, what that tipping point is and deliver that deal. I mean, Coach, I think, is a good example of a brand that has done a good job.
Tell the guys who Coach is. Some of the guys might not know who Coach is.
I'm sorry. Well, you know, I was just in a meeting yesterday and a man had a Coach bag. So men know the Coach brand. It's an American leather handbag company, and they sell, you know, leather goods, so wallets and briefcases.
This guy had a Coach bag or a Coach briefcase?
He had a Coach briefcase.
Okay.
Just like mine.
I'm glad to hear that.
Was just like mine.
Okay. All right.
So he said to me he was very stylish and very aware, but
yeah,
the thing about Coach is that they're extremely durable, and if anything happens to your bag, like it gets scratched up, you're in the airport traveling and it gets scratched because, you know, it happens, you will send it back and they repair it, most often for free. So they have this lifetime guarantee,
mm-hmm,
and they have the quality that stands behind it. But the smart thing that Coach did, I mean, one of the smart things that they did was recognize that they were pushing their price points, the average price of a bag over $300. So it was creeping up to, mm-hmm, like $330. And through study and then through talking to consumers, they discovered that $300 was a sweet spot. So they ratcheted
figured out how to make good stuff for $300. You know, one of the things, though, you were talking about, with all the information seems to be conflicting, one of the things I keep reminding people about is that sometimes we get hung up on the growth of the economy.
Mm-hmm.
But what we have to realize is this isn't Greece where everything's about tourism. This is America. We have,
mm-hmm,
a $15 trillion economy. Pam, that's a lot of buying and selling.
It certainly is.
And you can move up and down the Lux ladder inside of that $15 trillion and still have a lot of success in the marketplace without the economy growing at all. Now, that doesn't help the employment issue. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, and if the economy doesn't grow, somebody takes away from somebody and somebody loses something. But still, that's a big engine, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's true. And with a no-growth or a low-growth economy, what we got to recognize is our business then is about taking market share away. I mean, we have to be more competitive. Mm-hmm. We have to. And, I mean, to me, the answer for that is to really get closer to your customers, is understand them.
Right.
And that means talking to them. That means if you are, you know, get out from the back room and out on the shop floor and talk to your customers and look in them in the eye and ask them what's important. It's really getting closer to them. Now, you know, there's a lot of excitement about social media and Twitter and Facebook. I mean, I still think the jury is out on that, about how that's going to work for your business. But it certainly can't hurt if you have a Facebook page and you post things to it once a week at least.
That's right. The thing is, it's not about Facebook. What we have to realize is it's not about social media at all. Social media, those are just tools. Facebook is just a platform of the day. It's about building communities, and that's not going to go away. Customers are migrating toward communities, that is happening,
right?
I think.
Right.
Hey, Pam, I need that website one more time, please.
It's unitymarketingonline.com. Come visit, sign up for my newsletter on my blog, and get information on this top 20%.
Good job today. We'll come back again real soon.
Thanks, Jim. We'll talk to you soon.
Pam Danziger, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be, too. After these messages, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.